All right, this is another budget meeting, January 22nd, 2025, to finalize the budget and sign the warrant, correct?
No, we're not going to sign that till next week.
Fine.
We're going to have to make some changes to it, for sure.
Next week's our regular monthly meeting?
No, just a quick down and dirty meeting to sign that. The school, and then after you guys sign it, the school board will come in and sign it.
What, for the record, what I'm doing is comparing our notes from our last budget meeting to the general comparative budget report that was given to us today.
Going down through, I have a question on Lister's expenses, mm-hmm. under other expenses. I thought we agreed to put that at 10,750, and I see it's at 11,750.
Yeah, I thought that you said to add, there was already, how much was in there?
I had it written down at 10,750.
You did too, okay.
I was going to ask that.
Okay, because see, we had 1750 in there originally, and I thought you were going to add 10,000. Because other expenses was 1750.
But I had written right down 10,750.
Okay. Yep, I'll change it.
So I don't know. What did you have, Steve?
I had 10,750.
Okay. Yep.
Do we need the 11,750, or is it?
You know, it's. I don't know. I don't know how much the if the assessor's thing passes, how much that's going to be.
Weren't we messing something with the Lister's salaries?
Right, that they won't spend the whole 15 because they're just going to train.
Right, and it, we need some of their salary to town meeting.
Yep.
So three months worth or whatever, so.
Okay, so I'll change it to 10,750.
Well, being other expenses, I can't believe we'd need more than that other than...
You know, I wouldn't think so, but...
Yeah. Well, we've got the new auditing thing coming in.
New appraisers or...
$95 an hour plus travel time, plus it'll be more during grievance.
But we have a bunch of money set aside for that.
That's not for this.
That's not for this.
That's for reappraisal.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yep. And then I had written down also $145 an hour for an administrator coming up from NEMRA.
Yep. Okay.
But I thought you had said it probably wouldn't take that long.
That's
where we left it at.
Yep.
That's what I remember.
Yep, I'll change it back. I'll change it to 10,750.
Other than that, the rest of them look the same.
Under cemeteries?
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you on other expenses? Weren't you going to take out Route 100?
Oh, yep.
Yep.
That's what I thought. I crossed it out.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I did have something about the budget. What did I want to talk about? Oh, Steve, you think we got enough money in recycling because they're going to go up? You think 20,000 is plenty in there?
That's under
recycling?
Sanitation, right? What did we raise that to?
We raised it 5,000. Yeah, 20,000.
That was in.
Yeah, you think that's okay, right?
I think it is.
Okay. I just wanted to.
Yeah. Well, the actual expenditures last year was 14,235, and we raised it 5, and you said things were going up a little bit, but not that ridiculous. So
okay.
I don't know.
Yep.
No, I think 20 will do it.
Okay, perfect.
I can remember when recycling was.
You're going to pay us.
Yeah, it was zero when we first started. They took everything. Now it's a particular.
Yeah.
But that recycling is a busy old place.
I think they just go there to see Charlie.
Probably.
It's very social. Too.
Get to knowledge. I told Denise when they paved that they needed to paint a line and how to get in and out.
Yeah.
But over to the end, they needed to put some parking places for visitors. Because you know he's going to visit.
When Charlie will tell you that the first thing that comes out of my mouth when I go in there is, what the hell is the holdup? And I say it just like that, because Charlie is there, he's talking with somebody, our cars are backing up, and then
tell you a good one that I heard Tom Bruno went in there, and had his stuff and he weren't sure where this went and that went, so he asked Charlie about three times, and Charlie was talking with somebody, and he's trying to tell him. And Tom says, well, you got to remember, I've been here for 25, 30 years, but I'm still a flatlander. A little while later, Charlie says, well, you know, a dog crawls in a wood box, but don't make him wood. That sound just like him.
Hi, Dennis, can I help you?
Yeah, oh, you guys didn't meet him?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Quick thing, while you guys are right here, I was just talking to Glenn Foster, and I was, you know, to get some paths made out in the back over there. He said about the Conservation Committee organized that, and I know Luke very well. Luke did all the grant work. I know you mentioned that. So,
okay, yeah.
And he said just get a hold of you guys and see if they got any more money on that conservation money. They said they should. Glenn said there should be still a pretty good little pot in there on that. I don't know if there is or not.
You want to take money from the conservation land up there?
He said there's money to be spent up there.
That's where it's earmarked for.
Okay.
There is a committee that controls that.
Right, and he mentioned that, and he said they haven't done anything with it in a while. But he said he'd be wise if I could get on that committee. I said I don't know how to get on the committee.
Get on that committee up there?
The conservation committee.
Yeah, which controls that.
Which
land up there?
Right, whatever.
Okay.
And they said they haven't. They know there's money left over. So.
Oh, from the right. Logging?
Yeah, and I can talk to Luke. I know Luke. Really
but that money can't be used for over here.
I don't know that.
Well, number one, it would take a committee recommendation
right.
to the select board
right.
that they'd like to do that for whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Taking the money from there and putting it over there doesn't happen like that.
Right. I like I said, I know Luke very well. I can chat with him.
How about you? How about you?
Work.
Yeah. Who's the chair of
I think it's something must Glenn. Be the whole one. Maybe.
Yeah, Glenn's the one that he said he worked on that with him, but Luke did most of the work. He said all you did was sign a couple papers and you were done.
Yeah.
And but he said there's money in there.
No, there was a little more to it.
He said he's on the committee.
I got one extra.
Right. And Glenn can't make that call.
Oh, I know that.
Without his committee's approval.
Right.
Okay.
And that's why he said, why don't you just get on the committee? Because he says he's done with it.
Come to our next meeting. Discuss it then. Come to our next meeting. This is a budget meeting.
Oh,
yeah. So
this is a whole select board meeting. Sorry.
Yeah. So we can put it on the agenda so we can take action on it. You can't take action.
Can't take action today. It's not.
Am I going to be in California or not?
First Thursday.
Nope.
Okay. I'll put it on
Adios.
The agenda.
Spend your money wisely. Which I do have faith in you guys. Doing a good job in there.
Okay. I didn't see any other.
No, I didn't either.
No, everything looked good to me.
It does.
Okay, cool beans. Now we're up to the roads.
Do you actually think there wasn't enough money in recycling?
I just wanted to double check because you had said the budget had gone up at the waste district. No, I'm cool with it. I just
the biggest increase at the waste district was the hauler fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much a ton going into. So that's on the backs of the truck drivers that are picking up.
Okay. Then on Mike's budget, we changed all the. What did we do? We took
salaries.
$10,000 out of something.
Health insurance went up, and then we did the fuel.
Yeah, we took $10,000 out of that, and we added it.
Yeah.
Oh, on to. Where did we add?
Well, we added.
What?
Well, we took away $10,000 on fuel.
Yeah. And then we added it somewhere else.
Yeah, well, we added it to health insurance. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Health insurance.
Yeah.
That's it. I wanted to bring up the uniforms. That's an awful lot of money.
Okay.
I never realized it was that much money. And my father will shoot me for saying this, but...
I made that comment at the last meeting.
Could we... perhaps do away with uniforms and give us a stipend and buy our own clothes. We could do away completely with the uniform and, you know, give us each individual employee a clothing stipend where we could buy our own clothes and boots, and we could even buy them and get them embroidered at Sarah Merrill's place.
It's just that if I'm not mistaken, the guys either don't wear the clothes or they don't pay. We're paying to have them washed, and for one reason or another, they can't.
Well, the chemicals they wash them with will make me break out in a rash from head to toe. Oh. So I can't send my clothes and have it for years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize
that. And they destroy them. Jason don't send his anymore because they shrink. You send in a pair of pants and it don't fit the next time it comes
back. They look like this and they come back white.
Yeah.
So you're in jeans? They supply you guys with jeans?
Oh, yeah. We get a pile of clothes, but...
You know, like in the summer we get shirts, but we don't even wear them in the summer. They're too hot. Yeah.
It was a thought to save some money, and we could still keep the benefit if you give a stipend, you know.
And it would save the town a pile of money. And I did look on W. E. Mason. I want to show you before you leave. They do have rugs, to roughly $200. So we could, we pay for mats, and you can buy one, one and done, a really nicer than these.
Yeah.
And like Mike says, if we bought a mat and a vacuum, we don't need them changed out, so we buy the rug, because it's $31.
To buy the rug?
A week.
Oh, a week.
A week.
And we pay for them rugs.
Yeah. So on a year, that's $1,730. We can buy a really nice, same size as that for, $197.
You can get any type of runner out there to pick and shovel, because I got some that go the length in my garage because the floors are slippery.
Yep.
And it was like $100.
Yeah, these are just like that, rubber underneath.
Yeah,
from the company? Yeah.
No, from W.B. Mason.
Okay.
Just trying to save money.
Yep.
You know, right now they swap them out every week, but to buy our own, we just vacuum it.
And even if we gave a $2,500 stipend, that's... 2, 4, 6, that's $7,500. That's half of what we're spending now. Right?
Yeah.
Just throwing a number out there, but, right?
Can we take that action now? Or do we have to wait?
Well, you got to wait till the budget passes.
Right. No, the money's going to be put in.
Yeah. So you could do that.
Well, we can still put it as uniforms, but we're doing it as a stipend, right?
Yeah. And then I could cancel...
Or clothing, put it as clothing for employees.
Yeah. UniFirst does our rugs here.
Mm-hmm. But it's $1,730 a year.
So we can go buy car rugs and vacuum them. Denise said she'd come vacuum mine.
I would. I will.
What you going to do when she retires?
She's still going to
vacuum. She's still
clean. Don't worry, I'll still vacuum.
I don't have a problem. It's nice to have everybody look the same.
Yep. And like I said, we could get embroidered t-shirts, embroidered sweatshirts, and embroidered jackets locally.
Or just a...
Like, we went to the Troy Wastewater plant this morning. He's got Troy Wastewater, Troy J. Wastewater, with his name underneath it.
On it's right down there to Sarah's.
Sarah's?
Yeah. Yeah. They wear the sweatshirt and everything, and he picks them up.
Yeah.
It looks better.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, as an organization, and it's not like... People get confused who's who and who's what, and they, that way when what's his name comes up the street walking his dog, that they're not asking him about plowing roads.
The state used to buy us; they were orange t-shirts. Yeah. And now I think they're lime green.
They get,
and they used to get a ball cap and shoes. But they bought them under contract, and I have to agree. And they never bought them pants. The whole thing, but at one point they did buy pants, but a lot of the guys didn't like them, so they weren't wearing their jeans anyway.
So that's why we thought if we got a stipend, we could get. Yeah. I'm sure we'll all still wear jeans, and we can get similar t-shirts, because we prefer to wear the yellow. We all had orange ones, but nobody wears them anymore because, frankly, they look like crap after they've been washed a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chemicals they wash. Anyway, I'm just... I just was looking at the number, and my, like I said, my father would roll over in his grave if he was dead, and because he said that was one raise, that the only thing he got for a raise for years from one of the old select boards. But I know my father.
I have to agree with you on the washing, because
my skin
wash my clothes and tight, I'd break right out.
Yeah, right. I'm the same way.
Okay. You guys will all agree on buying the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get a cat. Go out to Sarah's, get a catalog.
Yeah.
Okay. Find out what we want. Yeah.
Well, it could set something up through Denise that this is what we're going to get. We're going to get T-shirts or hats or a work
shirt. Ten shirts, whatever.
And then you order it, the three of them with their sizes, that type shirt. Would that work?
Well, and then you could give them a stipend.
You're right. Yeah. It'll be through this through this money.
Yeah. But I'd like to see. I don't know if I'm backing up the wrong tree, but let's say, so you cut these guys a check for $2,500, and then they can buy their own shoes.
I'm not looking at it that way. Looking at it, we put that money in a pot, they come in, this is what we want for shirts, you take the money and buy it for
them. Like a quote from Sarah, you're saying?
Either buy, you know, three of them for each, or five of them for each, or whatever.
Yeah, if you spend,
there's money left over, and the shirts are going good, and they need a hat, buy them a hat.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of money left over, maybe we can buy them shoes.
Well, that's
something like that. Or a winter jacket, because that's the orange and like or green. The, or
he sends his clothes. He don't have to do his laundry. You know, me and Jason have been doing our own.
Yeah.
But
the only thing we will be losing. Fans.
You know, we would still be losing a little bit if, like, the people that send their clothes in. You know.
But we could, you know, have the logo put on all this stuff. Especially the shirts.
Yeah, I mean, especially if they buy it through Sarah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is
that okay with you guys? I mean, or do you want to buy your own separately?
I'm good either way.
Yeah. But the only thing is, you would have to wash them yourself.
I thought if you cut me a check for $2,500, then I'd have money left over. I could pay my health insurance, you know, deductibles, you know.
Yeah,
do another $2,500
is a lot of clothes.
Yeah, $2,500 is a lot of clothes.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I just threw that number out there. Yeah.
We should have that in the pot.
Half of what we budgeted.
Yeah.
You know, have that in the pot, and if we need less next year, we'll drop it a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with Jerry.
But at least, you know, we're buying.
The office here.
It's not like, Ty doesn't like what Sarah's got, Mike does.
Yeah.
This way, this is what you get. Can you guys wear this stuff?
You're going to agree on
you get a sample. Look at it. So yeah, we all agree that would be good. So you buy five of each for them.
Yeah.
No.
Hell, might even well buy you one, Denise.
Well, we got
there you go.
12, 13 pairs.
Yeah.
Of what?
From Universe. They give us a lot.
We got like 10 shirts, 10 long sleeves, 2 jackets.
Really?
12 pairs of pants.
Well, you wear them for a week, and then you send them in and hope to get them back the next week. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
They
give you enough to, you know, like
to go 2 weeks.
But if you go out and get filthy or whatever like that, take it off, throw it in a pile, and get another one. Yeah.
See, the state used to buy us like 3 shirts a year, but every year.
Yeah.
You know.
No, you have to change a day if you wanted to.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I've always had a spare set in the garage in case I get covered in oil or whatever. I can just change right
now. So, you know, like the first time around, having quite a lot of money in it might be worth it to buy half a head. So
and they have
five, like 10 shirts or whatever.
Right, and 5 pairs of jeans or
whatever.
What 2 weeks worth.
Yeah.
So what's the employee manual say?
We have one of those.
Huh?
We have one of those.
We do have one of those.
It doesn't say anything.
It probably says something about we'll supply uniforms.
I think it might.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. The only thing I looked in there for is to see what we got for holidays.
I was gonna say that. Well, we'd have to agree with you guys, or you'd have to agree with us that you're no longer going to get uniforms. You're going to buy clothes.
Yeah.
But when you start loosening it up like that, it then can backfire because you can have an employee come in and say, you know, I want to wear skivvies today,
right.
You know, Todd out. That's all I'm wearing is my underwear. And you, what are you going to do? Send them home? Or we don't have a policy for clothing that we did have to get rid of.
Well, technically, we don't now. Mike can't wear that stuff because it bothers him with him washing it.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
So he wears.
He washes it himself, but he does. It's a Universe thing. So.
So, do you guys want to terminate your relationship with Universe? Well, we have to get, we can't, yeah.
So this is a budget meeting, this is about the number.
Yeah.
And we can't do anything until after town meeting.
Until after town meeting.
I leave the number the way it is, and that's room to make whatever decision you need to make.
Yeah. And then after town meeting, the budget has to be.
Where is the number now?
15.
Huh?
He said, where's the number now? I said, under uniforms, it's 15.
Oh, it's on page 8. No, 5.
5.
5 of 8.
Yeah.
And right in the middle where it says town garage, next to the last one, uniforms, 15.
Yeah.
Which that'll go down a little bit if we buy our own rugs anyway.
I just thought it would.
Oh, the
win-win.
Rugs
let's
out of
let's
too?
They have been, yeah.
Oh, okay. I agree with Steve. Let's leave it there at that money, because we're going to have to pay for them till town meeting.
Right.
For one. Then the initial buying, if we go that route.
Oh, you can cancel your rugs anytime. And then there's money still there. Go buy some rugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you could cancel it now, because if the money, they'll probably okay that, the same amount of money. We're not raising it. No, we did a little bit, $2,000.
How much stuff do you have on hand you have to give back to?
All piles.
We got piles of clothes?
Really?
Yeah. One.
I'll share a story with you. I had UniFirst, and my shirts are all gone, but these are UniFirst pants. And they had, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 years I was with them, my father and I, and I paid for them. And it got just to the point I just said, this is it, you know. They had brought me a whole set of brand new uniforms, pants and shirts and everything, and I canceled it. I said, well, you got to turn them back in. I went and got all the old shit that I had. I gave it all back to them, supplied them with the, because they didn't, they wanted me to get rid of this stuff.
Yeah.
I never got rid of it. I gave them back them old threadbare shirts and pants there, and I had seven brand new pants, seven brand new shirts, and two new coats.
I had them when I worked at Columbia Forest Products 20 years ago, and when I got done, they said I was missing clothes, and I had to write them a check, because they said I didn't return enough, and half the time, it just didn't come back.
Yeah.
You know, but you were counting their pants every week, I weren't.
I think is the way to go, and getting them.
It was just an idea. I thought it'd be a win-win for the town and for us.
In the meantime, go up to Sarah's and
we'll check
get
it
a
out.
Catalog and see what you can find.
Yeah.
It may not be anything you like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
May have to look somewhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll embroider anything.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was that simple.
And yeah. I mean, I heard at the beginning you wanted a stipend to purchase your own uniforms.
Well, that's initially what my thought was.
Yep, and that will work too, but somehow we need to control the, you know,
Ty doesn't have the same thing.
Ty doesn't have pink everything because he's just, you know, and everybody else is. Got it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think we can all, us three can be in agreement with whatever. I do believe that.
But if the money's there, even if we want to, like Charlie, get him a couple shirts to wear there. You know, it probably wouldn't hurt if he had the green like they wear in the summer, for sure. You know, sometimes. And Denise, we should.
She could be in a uniform too.
Get your buttons up.
Yeah, there you go.
Better than the uniform she had on down here in the street that time at the water leak.
Oh God, I was in a hurry that time.
Jesus Christ! You're stopping traffic, I'll tell you that. Down there with a freaking bikini on.
That's what she wears in the summertime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't have no problem with cars stopping.
And you didn't call me.
I didn't know about it until after. I just heard about it.
That's a true story, too.
That's the only thing that's free.
Well, it was either that or change and drain the reservoir, so looking out for the town.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all I have.
So I guess that's what we will do.
Yeah, just leave cancel it the way it
that,
is.
Cancel that and do whatever you got to do and get a catalog. And
I just look at that number and say, my God, that's a hell of a benefit, but that's a lot of money that, honestly, I don't really take advantage of.
I was going to say it's a benefit, but you guys don't get the money from that. You get the clothes.
Yeah. And I don't think it'll cost what we get in there
to
do this, but we'll leave it there for this year. Next year, we can always lower it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, absolutely.
So we can get you what you want.
You have an idea of what you're going to want.
I mean,
you
nobody wears the uniforms anyways, or?
Well, he's wearing them.
I wear the pants and this jacket. That's all.
Oh, the pants are supplied?
Yeah.
Oh, jeans are supplied? Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, the uniforms has changed a lot. They're not into this shit.
Yeah, well, that's...
Or you can get it if you want.
We got pants, t-shirts, and a long sleeve shirt, and jackets.
Yeah. Which we pay for, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and when you rip them, they replace them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, you know, every year if we got five pairs of pants, extra pairs of pants or whatever...
Yeah. And they do a nice job, the embroidering.
Oh, I don't know if you're wearing your jeans out in public and not that, just at work.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to put a stripe down the back of
it. All right, we're still on.
Oh yeah,
recordings.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Any other changes to the budget?
I didn't see any.
What's the next date?
Well, you gotta sign it next week. You said.
Yeah. Well, we gotta have a chance to review it, and I didn't know if there was any changes in this.
Oh, the warning.
Oh, okay.
You want us to look it over now?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, gentlemen, see you guys. Hey,
okay. Okay. So, what about the 29th of January?
Nope. Okay. Well, what time?
Any time.
I got a dentist appointment on the 29th. First one in 7 months. Because I had my knee.
Oh, God.
Yeah, weren't allowed to have any work done.
Well, that was my problem today. I had a dentist appointment this morning at 8 o'clock.
So. Oh, yeah, the 29th is dentist. That's a Wednesday, 10 a.m. I can't do it until I can do it at 8.
Yeah, it's not going to take long. It's just I'm going to do the changes that we talked about.
Or I can do it after lunch.
Yeah. Or we can do it Tuesday if you want. It's totally up to you guys.
Yep. I'm free every other day there. Any other day.
As far as I know, I am.
What day?
Either in, Tuesday
any
or
any day except Wednesday.
We could do it at 8 Wednesday.
You can do it at 8 Wednesday morning, or we can do it any other day. I don't have anything else.
I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Just tell me when, I'm going to put it down.
Yeah.
Whatever's good for you, Rick.
Oh, Monday morning, 8 o'clock.
27?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We get it out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have plenty of time to...
8 a.m.?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll make the budget changes. It's just that $1,000. And then I'll send you guys the warning to just...
It better be 8 p.m. Christ, I'm headed to bed by then.
Me too. Okay, so the 27th at 8 a.m.
Yep.
It'll be to sign the warning.
To sign the warning. So, is there any other business before the committee here?
We don't have anything.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Can't second. We don't have to.
No, I said I need.
Oh, I'll make the motion to adjourn.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 That's it.